This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the country will become truly developed only when the tribal people also become developed. Addressing the nation on the eve of Janajatiya Gaurav Devas yesterday, the president said fast-paced progress of the people of the tribal communities is the national priority. President Murmu observed that a new consciousness is being spread across the country for tribal pride and the ideals of the constitution. The president said the nation wants that the centuries-old identities of the tribal communities remain intact and at the same time they continue to march ahead on the path of modern development. President Murmu emphasized that the present government is taking forward the journey of tribal development and welfare at a fast pace. The president stated that the PM Janman Abhiyan launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the day of Janajatiya Gaurav Devas last year aims to bring about comprehensive development of the people of the particularly vulnerable tribal group PVTG communities. President Murmu highlighted that this year, on the birth anniversary of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, the central government has launched the Dharti Aba Janajati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan from the land of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. She emphasized that the objective of this campaign with an allocation of 80,000 crore rupees is to ensure that every tribal person gets the benefit of government schemes. Conveying her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Janajatiya Gaurav Devas, President Murmu said, "The nation is commencing the year-long celebration of the 150th birth anniversary of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu in Bihar today to commemorate Janajatiya Gaurav Devas. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda today morning. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast this event live from 11:30 a.m. onwards on its FM Gold and Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi alleged that Congress and Mahavikas Aghadi will snatch the reservations of SC, ST and OBC if voted in power. He was addressing his last public rally for Maharashtra assembly elections at Mumbai's iconic Shivaji Park. Launching a scintillating attack, he said, Congress wants these communities to fight among themselves to strengthen the party. He appealed to all parties to rise above party line and think for the nation. PM requested all party workers to vote for Mahayuti candidates and invited them all for the oath ceremony of Mahayuti government. Mr. Modi said, Mumbai is a dream city and Mahayuti will fulfill the dreams of Mumbaikars. He alleged that Congress never planned for the long-term development of city. But our government has planned and is working towards the long-term development of Mumbai. He mentioned various transport and other infrastructure projects completed and underway in Mumbai. Addressing a couple of rallies in Nanded and Nandarbar district, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi claimed that the BJP wants to deny the tribal community of its rights over land, water and forest. He added that the Congress is determined to protect the constitution and reservation rights. Canvassing for the NCP-SP in Nasik, Supriya Sule said, the Mahayuti's Ladki Bahin scheme is just a poll plank introduced by the Mahayuti to woo women voters. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and INDIA bloc are making allegation and counter-allegation to garner support for their party candidates. While addressing election meetings at Giridhi, Bokaro and Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren government is protecting Bangladeshi infiltrators. On the other hand, addressing election meeting at Dumka, senior GMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren blamed the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. All India members' conclave of the Jamaat-e-Islami-Hind with the theme Justice and Equality is beginning in Hyderabad today. The three-day event, to be attended by 15,000 members of the JIH from across the country, will discuss critical social, educational and economic issues. The conclave is being held at the Wadi-e-Huda grounds, Pahadi Sharif, where JIH has made elaborate arrangements involving over 1,500 volunteers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.